In Israel today, police are investigating two explosions at bus stops in Jerusalem as, quote, a combined terror attack. A teenager was killed and at least 18 others were injured during the morning rush hour. For more, let's bring in Daniel Estrin, NPR's international correspondent in Tel Aviv. Daniel, what do we know so far about the explosions there?
There was a bomb that went off around 7 a.m. this morning at a bus stop at the entrance to Jerusalem, and that's where a 16-year-old Israeli-Canadian dual national was killed and others were injured. And then a half an hour later, a second bomb went off at a different bus stop. Police believe this was a coordinated attack. They say they had advanced warnings of a possible attack. They say these were powerful explosive devices that were hidden near the bus stops. And, you know, Jerusalem, while it has seen a lot of violence in recent years, Palestinians injuring and killing Israelis in stabbings and car rammings, bombings have been very rare. And that is the concern in Israel today, that this was more premeditated, organized, structured, and different from the kind of lone wolf individuals waking up and deciding to carry out an attack.
And this is happening at a time of political change after the national elections in Israel, where a very far-right coalition will be in power very soon. Is this a response from Palestinians to that?
It's unclear if they're tied, but Israel is about to be led by its most right-wing government in history. Benjamin Netanyahu, the incoming prime minister, is in talks with far-right extremist politicians, as you mentioned. And those politicians are already speaking out today, calling for harsher policies towards Palestinians. So we're going to have to see how today's attacks affect what policies the new government does adapt.
And a Hamas spokesman has said that, quote, the occupation is reaping the price of its crimes and aggression against our people. The bombings could further impact the tensions there. Tell us how so.
Well, this is really an inflection point for Israel and the Palestinians. This year has seen a very high level of violence, a string of deadly attacks on Israelis, but Israeli military raids inside Palestinian areas, resulting in the deadliest year for Palestinians in many years. I mean, think about it. It's been nearly three decades since the Oslo peace accords that were supposed to result in a resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Today, Israelis and Palestinians are further away from a resolution to this conflict than ever, with an Israeli government, the most right-wing in history, openly declaring they do not believe in a Palestinian state. It's a very delicate time, Deepa.
Daniel Estrin, NPR's international correspondent in Tel Aviv. Thank you so much, Daniel.
You're welcome.